With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Two people believed to be legendary actor-director Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle have been found dead in the couple's Brentwood home, the deaths being investigated as a homicide. Los Angeles police have yet to officially identify the deceased, L.A. Chief of Detectives Alan Hamilton.
We will not be releasing any information regarding who was found deceased in the residence because that will be done by the Los Angeles County Coroner's Office. So if there are any inquiries regarding the identity of the individuals that are deceased inside of the residence, that information will come from the L.A. County Coroner's Office.
One of the victims was 78, the other 68, and those ages match those of Rob Reiner and his wife. Citing a lack of evidence, investigators probing the deadly weekend shooting at Brown University have released a person of interest they had been holding. A vigil has been held for the 15 people killed in a mass shooting targeting Jewish people on Australia's Bondi Beach. The BBC's Katie Watson says the attackers were a 50-year-old father and his 24-year-old son.
We're half an hour drive from Bondi, a place called Campsie. Now, this is the house where police believe the gunman prepared the attack. It's a short-term rental property. It's believed they moved here just a couple of weeks ago from their home in southwestern Sydney. Now, there's still quite a heavy police presence, people working inside, and there have been forensics officers, as well as representation from New South Wales Police Force and the Federal Police Force. And just a while ago, I was also speaking to plainclothes police officers who say that they're going door to door speaking to neighbors here to try and find out what they know.
The father died in an exchange of gunfire with police. The son's hospitalized in critical condition. Wall Street Dow futures up 226. This is SRN News. Christianity is losing its grip on young people.
According to a new study by the Pew Research Center, 76% of people who are over 70 and were raised as believers still are today. But amongst those ages 18 to 24, only 41% who grew up in the faith say they are still Christians now. And all those young people who are leaving Christianity are generally not subscribing to some different faith. The Pew report indicates most who stop following Christ are now followers of no particular religion. Michael Harrington reporting.
A group of Syrian American Jews has registered a non-governmental organization in Syria. It's a bid to restore Jewish heritage in a country where the once sizable religious minority has shrunk to almost nothing. A Syrian government spokesman says the establishment of the Jewish Heritage in Syria Foundation is a step for us to tell the world that our country has room for everyone and is inclusive of everyone. This is SRN News. The European Union has indefinitely frozen Russia's assets in Europe.
The move is to ensure that Hungary and Slovakia, both with Moscow-friendly governments, can't prevent the billions of euros from being used to support Ukraine. In a special procedure meant for economic emergencies, the EU blocked the assets until Russia gives up the war on Ukraine and compensates its neighbor for the heavy damage it has inflicted. It also will allow EU leaders to determine how to use the tens of billions of euros in Russian central bank assets to underwrite a huge loan to Ukraine. Jason Walker reporting.
Ukrainian President Zelensky expressing a willingness to drop Ukraine's NATO bid in exchange for Western security guarantees. However, Zelensky rejects U.S. proposals for Ukraine to cede territory to the Russians. More details at srnnews.com.